Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The governor's Office of Ag Policy a few days ago approved right at $24,000 in Barron County Ag Development Funds for the Western Kentucky University Research Foundation. They'll be installing a new MesoNet station near Glasgow. It provides high-quality, near-real-time weather data. Dr. Stuart Foster, Kentucky State Climatologist.
We actually have a station that's just across the border in Barron County. It's right near Barron, Warren, and Edmondson County lines, and I think the folks there were happy with the data they were getting and the value they saw, but kind of recognized that the weather can vary quite a bit over just a few miles.
Access to that data can make a real difference on the farm, from making hay, tobacco handling, to row crop harvest decisions.
It's important in terms of near real time for multiple reasons. On the agricultural side, I think the main thing is that when you have field operations that you've got to schedule or plan for a particular day, you need to have an idea of what weather conditions are at that time, or, you know, within the last hour or so, that sort of thing.
Though funded locally by the County Ag Development Council, it'll have impact on the entire community.
When you've got active weather systems, severe weather threats and so forth, it gives you an idea of how conditions are developing and what's going on right now so that you can respond to those conditions.
We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Kentucky State Climatologist Stuart Foster encourages citizens to check out the MesoNet weather system online at kymesonet.org. It's a pretty nifty operation, and it just keeps growing.
We've just added today, in fact, our 64th station. We put a station in southern part of Todd County, right in the heart of some prime farmland, and we're pretty excited about adding that location to the growing network that we have.
Stations cost about $15,000 for equipment. A little more if soil data is featured or fencing is required. When they started, he says, folks kind of scratched their heads. Nowadays, they come to the foundation, like Barron County's Ag Development Council did.
That was a local initiative within the farming community there that said, hey, we see the value of it already, so much so that we'd like to invest funds that we have in adding another station in our area.
The Kentucky MesoNet. Check it out. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.